Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Two citizens spoke at Northfield Council's public hearing on the 2018 street assessments. They each live along Washington Street, which will receive a mill and overlay between 2nd and Woodley later this summer. Brett Reese, who lives at 2nd Street, said the road was just redone when the library was renovated and questioned if it really needed to be done again. David Ludischer, who lives on the other end near 9th Street, said a mill and overlay is not an improvement but a maintenance matter of the city's. He says it will not increase his property value one bit and believes the assessments are unfair. Council moved to close the hearing and started to vote when City Attorney Chris Hood interrupted them to say they could not close the hearing due to Ludischer's formal objection. Ludischer left the meeting before he could be questioned further by council. The issue of whether to look further into Ludischer's assertions went back and forth between councilors for about 15 minutes. Public Works Director Dave Bennett maintaining that there is a benefit to the homeowner. Hood told council that the only reason they would recess and reconvene the hearing would be if they feel they needed more information on the objection. In the end, the vote was 5-2 to close the hearing and find Ludischer's objection not well-founded and take no action on it. The issue of how property owners are assessed comes up every year. Ludischer can still appeal to a district judge. Northfield is becoming a wedding destination. The Gardens of Castle Rock is hosting a wedding vendor fair this Thursday. Owner Glenn Schweitzer explains there are 11 venues in the area represented and 40 to 45 support vendors.
From flowers to catering to invitations to music and organizers, so coordinators and planners.
And much more. Schweitzer said weddings have changed a lot over the years. It includes more about the experience itself.
The ceremony, this part that they do get married, and that is the most important part. But when you bring those 200-300 family and friends together, it's like people are traveling, people are there. They want more than just a 10-minute ceremony.
They'll be doing a Hindu wedding this season that will last 3 days. Schweitzer says the key is the opportunities in the Northfield area.
There is everything here. So from our downtown, kind of that urban feel with Armory Square and the Grand, you can get that cool downtown feeling. We have amazing barns, Golden Oak and Wasner and Good Tree and the Red Barn, so you can get that feel, and country clubs and golf courses. I mean, so we run the whole gamut.
He said they're excited with the new hotel opening up later in summer to add to those who stay in the area.
It's a big economic driver for the area. We'll have over 15,000 people at the gardens this year, and we're just one of the 11 or 12 venues.
Schweitzer said they've partnered with By All Means Graphics, who's producing the Northfield Wedding Guide.
It's a 40-page magazine with stories and pictures and advertisers. This is one that, again, if you're going to be getting married in the next 2 years, find it, pick it up, save it, because it will be your reference guide for anything you need.
The Wedding Vendor Fair is this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Gardens of Castle Rock on Highway 3. And three local businesses receive micro-grants from the Northfield EDA. $5,000 grants were awarded to Hotspot Music, Northfield Physical Therapy, and Northfield Yarn, all of whom will be remodeling and expanding. The microgrant program is part of the EDA's business support program and can be used for a wide variety of purposes. The Northfield Enterprise Center also provides coaching opportunities. For more information, call 507-339-0336. News from around the state is next.